Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Podcast, PSA Hip Hop. Salutations to all. You already know what it is, man. Oh, man, I see a lot of things going on in hip hop right now. I see Pusha T. I'm seeing the Drake thing going back and forth. We'll talk about that in a minute. Just waiting for the caller to call up right now so we can chop it up, see what's going on with him right quick. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop. Let me get my bro right up in here, man. Jersey in the building, man. Shotgun Sugar, what's good?
What's good?
What's good, bro?
What's good?
How you, my nigga?
You know, I'm great, man. You know, maintaining living, man. You know the shit.
All right, man. Let's get into it, man. Sure, let's not even play no games, man. What's up with you and Sir, brother?
8%, so my show 8%, so my shit cut off on you. You know what I'm saying? You know,
all right, we'll make it real quick. What's going on with you and Sir?
I mean, ain't nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? He's doing this thing, I'm doing mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all. You know what I mean? So he, you know, he's expressing his feelings on Twitter and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Y'all can't talk, though. Niggas can't talk behind. Get on the phone, meet up with each other and try to, you know what I mean?
I mean, it ain't that simple. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a whole other world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we can meet up and talk. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he want to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he feel I didn't reach out to him while he was in prison. Like, and I did reach
right.
out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody never reached back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck, nigga? You said,
but maybe
you
reach out in the sense of what, a number? I guess he wanted you to write a kite to him or
yeah,
that
like,
kind of reach out, I guess. You know what I mean?
Right. But you on the phone with Tay Rock? You on the phone with Jazz the Rapper? You on the phone with Beasley? You on the phone with people, my nigga? How you get on the phone with them, but you couldn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Plenty of niggas. I seen one of your homies, like, yo. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Every time I see somebody that know you, what's up with bro? Like, I mean, what's up with him? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, here go my number. You're like, you know what I'm saying? When he ring, you call me three way. Nah, I go. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to say I ain't
so
type, then that's my fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? You on the phone with motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You on the phone with motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man, here, how I been?
Sure.
But you on the phone with, but you can't
sure,
get on
let me
phone
ask you a question.
Me.
Do you think it stems from y'all battling? Because I always felt y'all should have never
it's
battled. Because I look at it more like niggas went for the paper instead of friendship.
What'd you say?
No, I was saying, do you think it stems from y'all battling, though? Because I felt y'all should have never battled because how
like,
close y'all was.
Yo, I was on the phone with him the day before he got locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
It was no malice, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't that, hell no. It was never that, you know what I'm saying? Like, keeping it one height, like. It was
do you
never
regret
like
battling
that.
Him?
It was never on that level, like, you know what I'm saying?
But do you regret battling him, though? In hindsight now, you look at it a year later, do you regret? Yeah,
like,
y'all,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't
you know
do
mean?
It again. I wouldn't, I wouldn't
right.
do it again.
Yo, Shook, let me keep it real with you, man. Because I see niggas on Twitter like to instigate shit, and I guess because I'm an old head, I miss Shook and Surf. Like, the songs y'all did together, the cause, the freestyles y'all had. Like, when he's
yeah,
doing
like,
battle, you were right there when he's battle X Factor. Like, that's the Shook and Surf
yeah,
that
course,
I know, my nigga.
Of course. Every time he battle, I'm right there. Of course. You know what I'm saying? If I'm there, I'm right there. You know that? And then when
right,
I battle, I'm
right
there. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like,
because, Shook, I ain't bringing you on here to beef and say no bad words with each other. I'm on some shit like, yo,
I ain't got
this is Jersey, nigga.
Like,
you know what I mean?
He jumped on Twitter, had bad shit to say about me. I ain't got nothing bad to say about that nigga. Even though I can say bad, like I can kick his name. Like, you know what I mean? I can say shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't there with it. Like, it is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter.
Do you feel Surf got? Do you feel Surf got Hollywood on your friendship? Let me ask you this question. Do you feel Surf got funny style on your friendship in your eyes?
Not on our friendship, but, like, as far as, like, this rap, how this rap shit is, like, in the beginning, though. Like, you can tell, like, he been, you know what I'm saying? Like, he been distancing himself kind of, like, Trump niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody never faulted him for that. Nobody never said nothing about it because nobody cares. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a man. You do your thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You do what's best mm-hmm. for you and yours. As you should, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? I have nothing but, like, what the fuck? Like, I never, damn, like, this nigga surf on somehow. I could say that, but I never said that. Like, what the fuck? Because I don't give a, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
thing.
Right.
If you don't, you make $1 million, nigga, I'm happy for you. So, no, nigga, you from the mud. I know you. Right? You know what I'm saying? I watched, like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, bro.
Do you think it's a, is it a competitive spirit, though?
Like, I don't understand.
Is it a competitive? But, Shook, is it a competitive thing? Because, let's be real. People try to, in the early stages of URL, you know, people would say, oh, Shug was underserved. Did you ever feel you had to distance yourself because of those kind of talks?
Nah, like, I don't get you. I, like, y'all know me for years. I never cared about what nobody said. Like, I don't care.
Right.
Good calling me and shit.
Tell Good, hold on.
He like to wait. Yeah. Now that we doing some kind of, like, you know what I mean?
What about music though? How come you and Surf never did music together though? That's another thing that really kind of fucked me up.
We got plenty of songs. We did plenty of music. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy.
But like
mixtapes, just right now.
You know
I don't
saying?
Know what
shit
it is.
Like that.
Like that shit surprised me. Like when I found out he wasn't fucking with me is when everybody found out. Like I found out when everybody else found out. You get what I'm saying? Like I didn't. Mm. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like he came home. I sent him my number again. Yo, hit me. What's up, bro? He didn't come home and try to gel off a nigga like, bro, like you know what I'm saying? For yeah, you ain't, no shit, I ain't speak to you, like, what you got from, like, you know how niggas just, I don't know.
But Shook, like, but not to cut you off, though, but Shook, you got to understand, I can understand a little bit, you locked up in a box, and a nigga that's considered your bro, don't, I guess she feel that type of, you know,
man.
With you, you know, you're looking at it differently, you know what I mean?
I guess what he said, like, you know what I'm saying, because what he said, I could have did more, you know what I'm saying, like, I reached out to Quad, which is his main man, he'll tell you that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You got another man, like, you know what I'm saying, that I hooked up with. That's his man. I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here. Like, that's your boy, nigga. And, like, he's talking to you. He's telling me he's talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, oh, I gave you my number. I got this nigga phone number. Like, remind you. Like, these your friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with him. I know him. But these are your guys, like, you know what I'm saying? I got his number.
Shook, that sounds like an ego thing. Like, one nigga don't want to pick up the phone. Like, are we doing, like, pick up, one of y'all niggas pick up the jack up? Be like,
I'm saying,
I
get what he's saying, but then you got to feel what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucked up for not sending a cat. I own that. All
right,
cool. But there ain't no reason for you to come home. Problem with me, when I didn't reach out at all, like, I just said, yo, fuck Surf, like, man, that nigga is locked up, fuck him, like, nah, I never came like that, you know what I'm saying, like, I never came like that, my nigga, like, you get what I'm saying, like,
mm-hmm.
I always said Surf, or Free Surf on Twitter or Instagram, I even posted pictures on his birthday, every birthday, cuz Free Surf, like, you know what I'm saying, like,
I also let him know, that niggas be trying to fuck instigate shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, niggas just instigate. I don't know what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was new to me. Like, he came and I'm like, damn, like, that was new to me. So, but at the same time, like, put all my energy there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wish something nothing but the best. Like, that's all. I can't put my energy there because I got shit going on too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But let me ask you a question. Are you going to be in Houston?
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't I be in Houston? I got to go pick up that check, you know?
we will talk about that some other time, but I think that's a perfect time for y'all to politic, man. Niggas in the same building,
I mean,
probably in the same hotel area.
I have no problem
area.
With him. Like, he don't have no problem. I don't feel like he has a problem with me. Probably just feel some type of way about, you know what I mean, that situation. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Probably ain't fucking me right now. It's probably fuck shit right now. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That's cool. That's fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hate you, my nigga. Like, the fuck?
You're so in love at the end of the day.
Yeah, I have no problem with that nigga at all. Like, I ain't bashing him on Twitter like, yo, bro. Like yeah.
I'm
like,
glad you didn't do that,
Shug.
I know Surf was talking greasy. Man. I'm glad you didn't exchange back. You know what I'm saying? The back and forth and don't get trapped into that bullshit.
Now,
you know what I mean?
We went back and forth, but I ain't get too, like, it ain't get too crazy. Like, now we ain't going to get like that.
Right.
Like, we was going back and forth, but that was light, though. That's light. We said worse.
Well, let's keep
that.
It light.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's keep it light. I don't want to see y'all niggas. I always say shit. I hate the fact that y'all battle, man. I don't know everybody was, oh, Sugar Service. I hated that shit. These niggas is battling,
you know.
Come on, bruh.
Because it's supposed to be a sport anyway. I should be able to battle my brother and, like, it'd be nothing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's why I get
like, you know what I mean? Like, this is basketball. I should be able to play him one-on-one. What if you play for another team? You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
You're not supposed to be cool after the battle. Like, nah, nigga, what the fuck? Everybody's cool after the battle.
Right.
I go battle with St. Louis, nigga. I ain't got no beef with that nigga after the battle. Like, it ain't like, what the fuck? What's up, nigga? Now we can do something together because we done battle. Got that shit out the way. Got made our money. That's all it's about, man.
Let's talk about it real quick before I let you go. I know you're out for time. What's your take on A-Verb and Mook, though? I want to get your thoughts on that. Mm. You've been there forever. You're a great person
Mook.
To ask that question,
too. I'm keeping 100. Like, you know what I'm saying? I fucking Verb. You know what I'm saying? I got Mook, though. Like, you know what I mean? 2-1, possibly 3-0. Like, ass, though. Just
damn.
Because I'm saying, though, my nigga, like, the nigga know how to battle. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, you got to think, like, all right, you might not have liked his shit.
Which I don't.
But he beat Iron Sharp.
Shug, I like your battles more than Mook, my nigga. That's a fact. I ain't saying that because you want to show my Jeep. That's a fact.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. But look, the nigga Mook.
Shug, I can quote more your battle rap bars more than Mook, my nigga.
Can I get my point out?
All right. Yeah.
The nigga Mook battle Lux at Lux highest point, if I'm right or wrong. Beat him every round. You know, you might not like his shit, but he won every round. The nigga, then he beat Iron Solomon every round. You want to say he was corny, but how corny was the nigga he was battling if he beat the nigga every round? You get what I'm saying? The nigga ain't knowing that. So, why the fuck, like, if I was betting, why the fuck would I put my money towards 8-0 versus, you get what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like,
right.
As far as rounds, it's like 8-0. You did 5 with Iron. You know what I'm saying?
Another question is,
A-Verb's going to do good because A-Verb is A-Verb. You get what I'm saying? He definitely going to do good. He definitely going to do his thing because he can rock. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what he do. Like, he helped mold the culture, you feel me? So, yeah, he going to do his thing, but that don't mean he going to, like, win. Like, you know what I'm saying? All he has to do is his thing, like. It's battle rap, nigga. It's a win-win, nigga. If he go in there and wild and do his thing, but still, like, lose, nigga, his fans going to say he, like, you know what I mean? You already know how this shit.
Right. Facts. One last question there. What do you think about industry niggas coming to battle rap show? I'm not a real big fan of that. I see Banks said he won a battle. I don't give a fuck about that nigga battling. Sorry, Banks. You my nigga, no, but not. And King Los.
Like, they got a battle with a nigga that really battle rap. Like, what the fuck is the point of coming back? To battle with nigga, like, what the fuck? You might do that on wax.
He want to battle industry nigga, Shug. He said he want to battle industry nigga. Come on, bro. We ain't trying to see you battle industry nigga, my nigga. Come on.
They got to battle with nigga like us, like one of us. They got, like, you know, like, Big's my man, so I'm not him, but, like,
right.
Joe Buttons, Cassie, like, stop playing around, nigga. Like, you know, you got to battle one of us. One of the niggas that do this shit every other month. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
Cassie.
Shug, your last two. Your last two battles, my nigga, Go Easy, Mike P, man. Talk to me, man.
Did they not count on Mike P for 2018? But I know they're trying to cheat me at that champion. Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? Not for nothing. Yo, these niggas keep calling. Because not for nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm, like, undefeated, and I'm going to stay undefeated. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they don't want to count me, and it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Were you surprised the way Go Easy came at you, though? I thought Glue would have came a little better. Minus the dunk shit and all that, but...
You know what this shit is, man. You know what this shit is about. This shit is totally different. You could talk that shit over there. It might look one, but when you standing in front of this, you already know how it goes. Like, niggas gonna hate me. I'll see what they gonna say, but niggas already know what it is when they stand across from me, man. But
you are
you
on
know what
I'm saying? Oh, no. We'll talk again. Are you unknown before you go? You don't got to disclose the name of the person you're battling. Are you unknown?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Enough said. We'll talk when that gets released, all right?
Yeah, they're going to drop it soon. I'm on it, though. Better know that.
We'll talk again, Shug. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, bro.
Yes, sir. on live. PSA Hip Hop. You know me and Watson ain't gonna talk about this. You niggas do know that, right? Twin, what up, man?
What's good? What's popping?
What you mean what's popping, nigga? You know what's popping? We lit, nigga. This is what we do. This is what we do. We live for this shit, nigga. Am I lying? Everything stops, nigga.
You right. 100%.
You and I said Pusha T was on the clock, Watson. The last show we talked about this nigga Pusha T. If you niggas have not listened to me and Watson's Pusha T album review, you played yourself. If you listen to me and talk about Pusha T and Drake, you played yourself. Please go check that out, man. Pusha T decides to throw down. You niggas thought Pusha T wasn't going to respond. Did you think that, Watson? Was you one of them niggas 10 summers? Huh?
No, I wasn't.
I'm lit,
and
nigga.
Remember, what do we say? Push it to you on the clock. That was Friday. We wanted a diss as soon as possible. Every second that went by, we breathe. We was not feeling it, okay? And guess what Pusha did? He responded the way me and you wanted him to, ASAP, as soon as possible. And this is what me and you love about hip-hop. You never let nobody breathe. You let it be known. If you a rapper, if you got skills, remember we kept saying, does Pusha want to smoke? He
right.
wants to smoke. So now we get flipped around. Drake, are you ready? Pusha's ready to spar. And he's
now,
ready to do it.
Were you shocked? Then again, we should not be shocked that Funkmaster Flex will be the one to be able to actually get the exclusive Pusha T track, because that's when everybody on Twitter and their mama was talking about Pusha T on Hot 97. I had to turn that shit on, and Flex had the exclusive, and we know Flex's and Drake's relationship already. Anybody that could defecate on Aubrey, you know, me and Flex are the frontrunners for that. Shout out to Funkmaster Flex. So obviously we're not surprised that Flex will be the one to get the exclusive and Pusha in the building. I have 97 on top of that. That's the one thing Hot 97 has over Power 105 is getting those exclusive, having those guests. When it's wartime, they go over there.
Well, and that goes to show you who's really about that hip-hop life. They have
Ooh,
DJ Clue over Power 105.
Ouch.
But he is about, I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want nobody to feel no kind of way. I want to be friends with all rappers. So when Beef
Ouch.
Jumps off, he's about to jump in the middle of it. That's why he got Meek. He got the Meek this. Power 105 got nothing, and that's why he got this. Power 105 got nothing. You know why? Because Clue and whoever does the DJing on Power 105, they want to keep their relationship. They don't want to upset nobody. But Flex is about hip-hop. I don't care how much you dislike Flex or what he stands for. He's about
Word.
Hip-hop. All right?
Facts.
And this is hip-hop related. So Power 105, do what y'all do. They doing hip-hop over on Hot 97. Let's get it.
Now, let's talk about the beat. First of all, Drake and Aubrey have been picking Jay-Z quotes in their back and forth, first off. Let's throw that out there. And once again, Hov is winning again. Yes, comment, boys. I know you hate when I talk about Hov. Yes, Hov is winning, nigga. Nigga decided to pick the story of OJ beat. I know you don't care about that beat, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead and poo-poo on it. I know you're going to ignore it.
Let me tell you. There's a method to his madness. He absolutely picked the right beat. Because,
oh, really? Wow.
Listen to what he said in the song. Listen to what
Let's
he said
right
in the song. He talked about
Let's...
it. So the story of OJ, he actually picked a beat that's about what he was rapping about. Okay?
Facts.
So this was an appropriate beat to pick.
Now, Watson, the name of the song is called The Story of Adidon or Adonis. That's how he made it sound when he's rapping, but it's called Adonin. We'll get into the story of his son, I guess. Off the rip, Pusha T went real personal. You and I cover battle rap also, and we cover hip-hop for 80s down. So we like when niggas get personal. Off the rip, my nigga, drug dealing aside, ghostwriting aside, let's have a heart-to-heart about your pride. Even
Straight
though you're musty, I see that your soul don't look alive. Talk to me, Watson.
That's real. Talk. That's real talk, man. He's talking to him. Meaning, okay, let's put this other stuff to the side right now. Drake, you dissed me about drug dealing. I diss you because you got ghosts. But let's put that to the side for a minute. Now I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you what really makes your soul burn slow. And that's what I took first. Even though you're multi, I see your soul don't look alive. Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front. I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram. Bitch, I'm on one. Nigga, talk about his pops. Nigga, what the hell? Why did he talk about Drake's pops?
Talked about Drake's pops. You know, the guy Drake put on the cover of his album because he wants everybody to know that he's black. I remember saying that. I remember saying Drake is doing this because he wants everybody to know I'm black, I'm black, I'm claiming
my
black.
But we know he's mulatto, though. We know he's mulatto, though.
I understand that, but he wanted to show everybody I have a black father. Like, you know, when people are black and white, you choose who you're going to be, who you're going to identify with. You know what I'm saying? And he was trying to show, yeah, I'm black. Yeah, I got a white mother like Alicia Keys and Halle Berry, but I'm black. To me, that's what that signified. And here's another thing with the wordplay. I started at the home front. I'm on one. Dennis Graham, say you up the gram. Bitch, I'm on one. Well, what's Drake's famous song? I'm on one.
I'm on
one. You
know
what I'm saying?
Facts.
He's talking to him lyrically. This is rap. This is rap for real.
You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5. Hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something Sandy never had. Drake, how you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit nigga made him. Confused, always thought you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow. It because you throw in nap enough? Because you're throwing nap enough? Oh, come on.
Yo, my man. Let me tell you right there. Man.
Niggas going to say we gassing it, though. Hold on. Niggas are going to say we gassing it. I feel the common boys right now. They go
so
3 and Watson gassing shit up.
So they could say we gassing it all they want. We gave Drake 100% kudos for Duppy. 100%. He took nothing away from what he said. Now we are not going to take nothing away. This is personal. You know, battle rap community, y'all love personals, right? You can't get no more personal than this.
Well, can I piggyback on a personal talk you're saying, Watson? Because I see people on Twitter saying, oh, Pusha went below the belt, and some of the lyrics are with the cipher right now. I got to say to you niggas, man, you niggas is soft. This is hip-hop. Pull your skirt down.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. The people who said that never heard a rap battle beef a day in their life. To say that Pusha went too personal, you've never heard a rap beef ever. Because this ain't even personal, for real. I came in your Bentley backseat, skeeted on your Jeep, left condoms on your baby seat. Yeah, nigga, the gloves is off. That's personal. No, my point is, you claim to be a player, but I fucked your way. We both are bad boys, nigga. Like personal. Well, what's part of hip hop?
That hurt.
Okay? When you get personal, you're talking to that person's soul. So anybody saying this is below the bone, this is too personal, you do not listen to hip hop.
Pull your skirt down.
Bum ass nigga. It's just that I question if you've ever heard a rap this song in your life. Okay? So that's that. Now, back to this part. What you said, hold up, before you go there. This is one of the strongest parts of the whole song, the identity crisis that biracial people have. You know what I'm saying? They not black
enough.
Getting
deep now.
They hot yellow. They ain't nappy. Yo, my man, confused? You thought you wasn't black enough? Afraid to grow it because you're nap enough? Yo, my man, that's awesome. I'm hyping that. That's ill. Like, here's why it's ill. Me and you love lyrics, right? We never thought about no shit like that. Like, we never thought in the way Pussy just flipped it. I was like, ooh, this shit is going. I'm not overhyping it. This ain't hyperbole. This shit is hip hop, man, and I'm loving it.
Since you name dropped my fiance, let him know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better. Ask your baby mother. cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved. It's deeper than rap. We talking character? Let me keep it with the facts. You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing Border Patrol.
Tim, I can't stop.
You have a child? Drake?
Yo.
Hold on, Watson. Drake, hold on, my nigga. Father's Day is around the corner, Drake. Are we going to be able to see Adonis? Can we see him for Father's Day? Please? Go ahead, Watson. Adonis is your son? Hold on, man. Adonis is your son? And he deserves more than Adidas. Press run. That's real. Love that baby. Respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star. Let her be your world. Wow.
So at this point, he's hitting him nothing with body blows. Body blows.
Haymakers.
Haymakers. And let me tell you what really resonated. Listen to the way Pusha T said, deadbeat motherfucker. Like, he put emphasis on the way he said that.
Word.
Then when you really wanted to talk to the way he said, love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she a porn star. Let her be your world.
Your world.
He's like, yo, my man, don't be upset that she's like Lisa Ann, that she's like Lethal Lips. That she's a poor
Shout out to Lethal Lips, though.
Shout out. But I don't see you making her your baby mother and trying to hide her and having a kid with her. No disrespect.
No, hold on. To play devil's advocate, though, how accurate is this? We don't let's be fair. I don't want people feeling like we're just going to pull pool on Aubrey right quick. To be fair, this cannot all be real. We have to look. We have to be objective, sir. Me and you, we objective niggas up here.
We're breaking down the diss, and is that – now, before I say this, is that a real picture of Drake in blackface? Did he really do that?
I don't know. You know better than me. You stay close to these bum-ass niggas more than I do.
No.
That's your man.
Charlamagne tweeted out that it's real.
Wow.
Remember when he said on internet, remember when he said, so I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing mammy? Remember when he said that on infrared?
Facts.
And now you see him in blackface. That's what blackface did. You tap dance and did that coon shit. If this is now see, what throws me off is, can you be black and put on blackface? See, I don't know, man. This is throwing me off, man, because when Pusha said that, this is what it tells us. Pusha was ready. Because remember when Hov said, Nas up and said, because I know who, did you know what, with you know who, but let's keep that between me and you. That in case Nas responded. And when he responded, me and the boy A.I. got more in common. So here you got
get
Push.
It? More in common.
Here you got Push now putting up the black face. Picture of you.
How dare,
after he said
how dare you put... How dare you put Ye in my verses? I'm selfish. I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking like churches. Me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Yeah, he's coming with the wordplay, though. He's coming with the wordplay, though. How dare you put Ye in my verses? Now, should Kanye respond to Drizzy a little bit, being that Kanye's dropping an album? Do you expect Ye to drop a few lines towards Drizzy's win?
Somehow he can, but clearly Push got this. Like, Kanye can if he wants to, but Push clearly is like, I can do this. I can do this with no help. Like he said, diss me. I'm selfish. I don't want to hear. I don't want you to diss nobody else. Stay on me. Like, I like that. Don't get sidetracked. Keep it this way.
Right.
Pushes
already.
Push has made it very clear. Go ahead. Finish it off.
No, God, you said Pusha made it clear what? I want to hear your last sentence.
Pusha made it clear that he's ready to go back and forth with Drake as long as Drake wants to go back and forth.
I get that feel, though.
Until Drake just leaves it alone. And when Drake leaves it alone, Pusha gets the win out of this. That's the only way you can look at it.
Right.
It's a battle of attrition.
Already aligned with the greats, and on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts.
Stop
still
right there.
Giving
what are you talking about? Talk about.
Okay. What do you think he was talking about when he said, I'm chasing two ghosts? Who do you think he was talking about?
You tell me.
Well, he says I'm already aligned with the greats. So he's basically saying he's on the level of whoever's alive right now popping. And then when he says the only ones I chase are two ghosts, I'm thinking he's talking about Big and Pac.
Big and Pac, yeah. Big and Pac.
That's how I took it. I don't know if I'm taking it right. Because he said
that's the way I took it, though, bro.
Aligned with the greats.
All right, already aligned with the greats. So he's talking about Hove and Ross and the rest of them niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? And Nas and all that.
Already aligned with the greats. And then you say the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Well, ghosts aren't here. So
right,
that's
so it gotta be
like,
Big and Pac.
How do we know it's not pun?
I'm gonna go Big and Pac, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Big and Pac. Still giving you classics. That's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40. Hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got? That man is, damn, Pusher, sick double flow. Nigga, 666. Surgical Summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Ugh. The 40 line, though, is kind of tough, though. That's what got people saying Pusher went. He went too far with the 40 line, people are saying, Watson.
Well, it was sick the way he did it, the way he said, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got? I got the double flow, nigga. 666.
666.
So you can summer with it. Snip, snip.
Snip,
so
snip, snip.
Even though the way it sounded, it wasn't the strongest to me because he had to end it off.
Right.
But as
right.
you see.
I didn't like how he ended it, though.
Yeah,
push.
Right.
It's like battle rap, my nigga. You didn't really end it clean, though, my nigga. Keep it tall.
Right. We wanted, it would have been a better, this was the weakest part of the song.
Outro.
But
the outro.
That's not bad. No, not the outro. He was just talking in the outro. And by the way,
to end the song.
Cam talk. Let's talk right now. When Cam and 50 talk shit on record, it sounds better than when you talk shit on record, Pusher. Do you agree with me on that?
Facts.
Okay, so usually when we want to hear shit talking, we want to hear that real shit talking. And you was really 50 laid
said,
back.
50 Cent is a god. 50 is the god of that shit, man. Rari
so
and Farsi, man. That nigga's a
god. So is Cam.
Yeah, Cam too. Cam too.
So is Cam.
And 50.
All right.
Cam
so,
and 50 are good at that. Hold too a little bit.
So this is what I like. When Pusher said, Surgical Summer Volume 1, we're going to take this slow. We're just going to peel it back layer by layer. Yeah, Daytona, album of the motherfucking year. Do we disagree with that, or do we agree with that, that he said it's the album of the year? Over Book of Ryan, even though that's not your favorite voice album. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. I had that. Royce, 38 Special, Sky Zoo.
Someone has the best one. Somebody has to have the best
one. We'll do our album. We'll do our album review at the end of the year, my dude. Let's not. Can we do our album of the year talk in December?
Yeah, and sometimes we can. Absolutely, we can. Absolutely,
right, like we did last year.
You gave Hov album of the year, and his album came out in March of early in the year, and you had him, and you gave him album of the year. Okay, so my point is, Pusher says he got So wait a minute. Let me tell you what I love that Push says that I believe gets to Drake's soul. When he says, push, he's saying it to him, no, push. I love when he does that. So to me.
You like that
on
part?
The outro, so to me on the outro, Pusher let it be known. I'll go ball for ball with you forever because I believe I'm nicer than you. I believe I can out-rap you. And I can respond to anything you say. And he clearly was ready for this. Because how did he start it off? Drug dealing aside. Ghost riding aside. That remember, Pusher didn't even address nothing. Pusher didn't address really what he said.
Now, see,
what is this?
This is where I asked you the other day when we talked about Pusher and Drake. Did Drake, Pusher fell into the trap just to see the dude react in a sense of when Drake went at Meek. He did Charged Up first before he went for the Knockout Kill, which the back-to-back. Was Duppy the Charged Up before Drake has maybe one in the stash?
No.
And is Drake back on the clock?
No, no, no. Now, Drake is back on the clock because he decided to give Pusha T the smoke that Pusha T wanted. So you can't jump in a ring and go round one, and then when round two come out, you decide you don't want to come out the ring no more.
You got to do the second round knockout, my G.
Aubrey,
cannabis.
You on the clock. And here's why you're on the clock, Aubrey. Aubrey, you got a child?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we don't follow the shit.
Be a father to your child,
not,
nigga. L.O.G. and the Bulldogs, nigga. Be a father to your child, nigga. L.O.G. and the Bulldogs voice, nigga. Roxbury, what up?
We don't follow the shade room. So all you people talking about, oh, we already knew about this. The shade room had said this already. I didn't know about it. I didn't know Drake supposedly is a deadbeat dad with a porn star baby mother. I didn't know that.
Didn't Jay Hood have a song? Hold up. Didn't Jay Hood have a song about his pops?
Yeah, he did.
Deadbeat Dad.
Yes,
it's called Deadbeat Dad. Yeah. Yeah.
I grew up without my pops. Does that make me bitter? Does that make me a quitter? Anyway.
50 Cent. Curtis Jackson.
Curtis Jackson. Curtis Interscope Jackson. Get it right. Anyway.
was Interscope Jackson.
Pusha, you back on top now. It was that simple, man. It just wasn't difficult.
Hold on. I see niggas saying Duppy's better. They rocking with Duppy more. I'm seeing that though. I've seen a lot of that talk though. I'm not mad at that. That's people's opinions.
It's not people's opinions. That's people.
Drake, it is so, nigga. It's people's opinions. All right, Drake minions.
You're my man.
His minions.
You're my man.
Right.
You're my man. And the Drake. He's talking to Drake.
You put the dirty laundry out there, though, Drizzy. Aubrey.
He put dirty laundry out there. Yo, man, to let it grow because of what a nap. That's a hard line, man.
Yeah,
that line,
yeah.
I was like, wow, he's getting you. And that blackface shit, you know, and then, you know, Charlamagne blasting off the tweet, you know what I'm saying, about that mammy shit. Woo! So,
that's crazy, man.
Right now, it's tied 1-1.
It's tied right now. 1-1.
1-1. 1-1.
1-1.
Drake, you on the clock. No excuses. You jumped in the ring on the day he dropped his album. So we know you heard this. We know you heard this song. So what you going to do now?
Yo, why do I feel that Drake got a song coming out in a couple hours that he had on stash? Why do I have that feeling, my nigga?
Even
if he does, he'll have to rebuttal this, though, right? He'll have to rebuttal the story of Adonion.
This is what he did. This is what Pusha did. Everybody in hip hop media who talks to Drake, what are you going to ask Drake? Say you get Drake right now. What are you going
to
say to him?
They don't talk to Drake. Only niggas that Zach Lowe nigga, my nigga. He don't do interviews, bro. So we can knock that out. We could end that conversation right now. Zach Lowe will interview Drake when his album comes out, and he'll have the questions laid out nigga. Don't you dare ask him about my fucking son. You already know what time it is, Watson. Come on, man. We know what time it is. Everybody wants to that bum ass nigga Zane Lowe, man. Drake, come talk to us, my G. Yeah, you won't dare do that.
He's Mr. 10 Summers. There's no reason why he shouldn't be 10 Summers. Where's the love?
10 Summers, my ass.
Where's the love?
Yeah, there ain't no love over here, man. I've been never no love over here for that nigga.
Anyways, 1-1.
Virginia, stand up. VA, stand up. Av, Big K, Young X, what's popping? Take us on, my G. Leave it here, you know.
PSA Hip Hop, where you going to get that coverage of hip hop songs? You're not going to get that trash coverage Ebro gave this morning on Hot 97 telling the history of the Drake. Yo, my man, it's so embarrassing listening to hip hop media talk about hip hop. I mean, it's so obvious you guys do not listen to rap. Like, you know, me and Three, we listen to rap every day. It's regular to us.
Every day's in our soul, man.
We can tell these other guys do that. They literally go home, get in their whip, and don't throw on rap. Don't play rap. Like, they literally do. You can tell they do not play rap anymore. You know, it's embarrassing.
Jimi Hendrix and all that shit.
Hip-hop, man. You will never get the breakdown and recap like we do of this Drake and Pusha T beef. Nobody else is going to break it down line for line.
That's
man.
A fact. That's a fact. Drake, remember, man, it's Father's Day coming up, my G. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Come on now. For real, B. Tread light. That's what it is, man. PSA Hip-Hop, man. You already know what it is, man. Fuck with your boys. You already know what it is, man.